Let's Visit is Northern Community Radio's newest venture. Each month, we will take an up-close look at a community or area in northern Minnesota, and this month, we're taking a trip to Crosby. Crosby is a town that quite simply stole my heart the moment I drove into it. Bicycles were everywhere I looked, people lined the sidewalks up and down Main Street, and there was just an energy all around the community that I found totally addictive. The day I visited Crosby, I rented a mountain bike and tackled the trails for the first time. And I also stopped in at local businesses and met people, had a great dinner, and honestly, I cannot wait to go back. I discovered that Crosby is an example of how a community can repurpose itself after losing a major industry. When the iron mining companies left that area 35 years ago, the town was at a crossroads. And it took some time, but over the past decade or so, Crosby has really fashioned itself into a recreational destination for outdoor enthusiasts who enjoy boating and kayaking and particularly mountain biking. Just a couple years ago, according to one gentleman that I spoke with, there were for sale signs lining Main Street. And now, according to another business owner that I spoke with, there are no empty storefronts on Main Street in Crosby. There's a yoga studio, restaurants, antique shops, bars, and coffee shops, as well as bike outfitters. And one of the businesses that has made its way to downtown Crosby is the Cuyuna Brewing Company. After mountain biking the Cuyuna Trails, I popped inside the Cuyuna Brewing Company and learned that Crosby has become not only a destination for tourists, but also a destination for young entrepreneurs. And joining us right now is one of those young entrepreneurs, Laura Heisinga, who owns and operates the Cuyuna Brewing Company along with her husband, Nick. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. So you guys are transplants to Crosby. How did you find it?
Yeah, that's correct. We're originally from the Willmar, Minnesota area, and it was actually through a friend who was an avid mountain biker, and he was up this way mountain biking and spending time in this community, and he knew of our desire to open a brewery, and he said, I have found the perfect community for you guys to do this. And so my husband made a trip up here himself and spent the weekend camping and exploring, and came home and pretty much told me, this is where we're moving, honey. So
So how long have you guys been brewing beer?
You know, Nick has been home brewing since about 2010 is when he started that. And it was supposed to be just a simple hobby and quickly grew into something much bigger. He doesn't do anything halfway. So I should have known the second he said, I'm going to home brew, that it was going to grow into something like this. Yeah, so since 2010 is when he started kind of dabbling with it and just grew from there.
Well, we'll talk about beer a little bit. You have included some of Crosby's story in the beer that you make, certainly in the names of the beer. Can you tell us about your beer and how it relates to the place of Crosby?
Sure. Yeah, it was really important to us to pay tribute to Crosby's past, which, you know, as you have mentioned, was rooted in the mining industry. So you'll find some historical names that relate to that, or just other significant things that have happened in our area. For instance, our Manhigh Stout, that was named after Project Manhigh, which took place in 1957. That was a precursor, actually, to the NASA space program, where they launched a man in a balloon flight from the Portsmouth mine pit right here in Crosby. So each beer is named after something that we felt had a significant impact on the community or paid tribute to something in the community. We have 7 flagship beers that are all named for significant events or historical features in the area. And then we always have 2 seasonal beers on tap as well. A variety of styles, a variety of flavors. We feel we've kind of covers the whole spectrum, so hopefully we have something that appeals to everyone. And again, just tried to name them for significant things in the area here.
And now, I'm kind of curious, I personally really enjoyed the atmosphere in your place.
Yeah,
and I just wondered, what was that building before you had it, and what was the renovation process?
Sure. Yep. It was originally a doctor's office called the Young Building. And shortly after that, they leased that building out for office space. And George Crosby, the founder of Crosby, actually did lease offices in our building and added some neat features. He added a vault onto that building, which people are always impressed by when they come into the building. Then it was Minnesota Power and Light for several years, and that's what most people remember the building as. And they added on a large garage facility in the back of the building, which now houses our production room. And after that, it was actually vacant for almost 10 years when we looked at the building, and it was in a huge state of disrepair. You know, everything needed to be updated, water, electrical. There were parts of it that, you know, the beautiful tin ceiling had been painted, but all the paint was just flaking and falling all over the floor. And we knew there was hardwood under the tile that they had laid. So there was quite a process of just, you know, scraping and digging and getting down to the original features of the building, which we tried to keep. And it took us about 10 months to complete the renovations and get to the point that we have it at now. And there's still other things we'd like to do, but, you know, baby steps.
Right. So. How have you seen Crosby change just in the years that you've been there?
Yeah, you know, we've been open a year and a half, been coming to the area for almost 3 years now. And, you know, we're definitely the new kids on the block, but it has still been so exciting to see. You know, we looked at many of these empty buildings on Main Street and when we were in the process of purchasing our facility. And, you know, it's exciting to see other people come in and see the potential and snatch those places up and to hear the rumors of new things coming in. You can just tell, and you probably felt this way too when you were here, there's an energy in the air. And there's a feeling in the community that is just everything is kind of coming back to life and being re-energized. And it's exciting to be a part of something like that.
Definitely. I'm talking with Laura Heisinga, and she is one of the, she owns and operates along with her husband, Nick, the Cuyuna Brewing Company right in downtown Crosby, which is where I visited a couple Saturdays ago. And I'll definitely be back. So you'll see me again, Laura.
Yeah. Great.
So you have a couple goals for you. You and Nick set up a couple goals for your brewery: inspire conversation, raise spirits, and build community around beer. How are they shaping your daily experience at the brewery?
Yeah, you know, it was important to us that we kind of had a focus about what we were doing. And people have always been very important to Nick and I in community. And it was one of our goals is that everybody who walks through that door feels welcome in our tap room. And so from the training that we do with the staff, we're always telling them, you know, people, we want them to have the best experience possible. That includes not only good beer, but good conversation. So we encourage our beer tenders to visit with the people who come into the tap room. We want them to share the stories about the history of our area, the history of our brewery. And so it's definitely something that's a core value to us is that everybody feels welcome in our tap room and has a great Cuyuna experience.
Excellent. That's Laura Heisinga. You can find her at the Cuyuna Brewing Company in downtown Crosby. And I have to agree with you, Laura. There is an energy about that town that cannot be denied or ignored. The second you you just turn into town and you feel it. So congratulations on your venture in downtown Crosby.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too, thanks.
If you have been to Crosby, I would love to hear about your travel experience. You can send me an email. My email address is very simple. It's just Katie, K-A-T-I-E at K-A-X-E.org. And Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Stay tuned for more stories about Crosby.
Yet it's mental and spiritual. To know the truth, you got to know the lies. No, I won't be demoralized. Yes, I know the sun will rise. 'Cause I'm iron-like.
for giving me the positivity. I'm gonna be eye on life, focusing on the dream like a laser beam. Come on, get eye on life, already planted the seeds, now we water the trees. So let's get eye on life.
You can't bring me down, you can't bring me down, you can't bring me down.
Though the world tries to drive us crazy, keep your head up, we're survivors, baby. And in the darkness I will be your light. So tell the cynics and their jealousy, we're bringing visions to reality. Cause we're eye on life.
Thank y'all for giving me the positivity.
Yes, we're eye on life,
focusing on the dream like a laser beam.
Gonna be eye on life,
already planted the seeds, now we water the trees.
Let's get the trees. I got to be eye on life.
You can't bring me down, you can't bring me down, you can't bring me down.
Let's get eye on life. Thanks y'all for giving me the positivity. You know I'm eye on life, focusing on the dream like a laser beam. You gotta get eye on life,
already planted the seeds, now we water the trees.